This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are Madar Medusas.
And Gliptar. Don't forget about Gliptar.
Oh, I cannot forget about Gliptar.
Y'all forgot about Gliptar.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gliptar from within the block.
Yeah. Gliptar. Always up to no good. These guys are great. And I was just like, I saw them and I'm like, man, when are the MRAs going to get their hands off this fucking monstrous man? Stop doing these male versions of like uniquely, like you already have, you know, merman.
Right.
Why don't we get male Medusas? But yeah. Then they turn out to be awesome.
Yeah. Like it's a reverse Medusa, which is cool in a different way than a reverse mermaid.
It's like Wah Medusa.
Is there anything?
Oh my God, this match.
Is there anything less inspiring than this illustration, though? He just looks like he looks like what's his name? What's that?
He came to the door and like you knocked on the door and he was in the shower. like excuse me, Mr. Madar, our frisbee is on your roof. Like, well, boys, I told you not to. Yeah. Not to do that.
Yeah, he just looks like a bald shaman kind of guy. Yeah. Again, you have to speak up because he's wearing a towel.
Past his prime Burning Man guy.
Yeah. So let's get into what makes the Madar really great.
Mm-hmm.
When we say that he is a reverse Medusa, what we mean is once every three turns, he can turn stone to flesh.
Yes. which he does. To take statues that the Medusas make, smash them into nuggets,
yep.
Like Adventurer McNuggets, and then turn them back into little flesh chunks to like eat and feed the weird little brood of like nubby headed baby Medusas.
Right, right.
That's great. Like, what a good image that is.
So what I like about this is not so much like, oh, if it's just like, oh, he broke off an arm, you know, adventure like that, you don't eat all at once. But like, okay, so you break off the arm and then all of a sudden here's an arm and then you take that and you feed it to your little rug snakes. No, mm. what I like the idea of is the nugget interpretation, which is they just turn into undifferentiated meat. Like, this is no longer a body. This is stone that will soon be flesh. And by flesh, I mean meat.
Like that lab grown meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you see on YouTubes and stuff. yeah, I like that. They can also walk through stone.
Right.
Which I love.
Yeah.
They have to you know, pray for a second. Like they meditate for a second and then can walk through stone. So these guys can like come up from the ground, you know, grab your ankle,
mm-hmm.
hold you in place while they're like, awesome, you know, coven of Medusa brides, you know, get all up in your face and start, you know, I don't know, trying to get you to open your eyes, like trying to distract you with cool PSVR games and shit. I don't know. Try to get you to open your eyes. Wait, or just like peel your eyes
are
open.
Are you positing that the Sony booth at E3 was manned by Medusa booth babes?
Yeah. Medusa babes. And Madar.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually they turn you to stone and then he takes your leg and turns it into a nuggets. Like way into it.
Also, they give you instructions for how to telefrag it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you have to have a very specific spell.
Of course.
To telefrag it, but it's cool that you can do it. these are like the cream of the crop as far as mates for Medusas go. Most Medusas just have sex with men and then they die.
Right.
But if you can land yourself a Madar, it's like there's an element of this that's like the one dude who goes to the all girls boarding school.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like there could be like an 80s teen sex comedy, like you know, Madar in the locker room,
yeah,
or whatever.
Tenshi Madar.
Yeah, Tenshi Madar, Madar one half, and like it's just you know, what would it be like to be this Madar where you're just like fucking knee deep in pussy, you know, like you get nuggets,
Cloaca,
all you want,
Gary, please, Cloaca.
Yeah, I guess. you know, and you just get you know, all the nuggets you can eat. It's just like amazing. Like if this is, you know, at the end of this, when we finally finish the monstrous manual, it might be worth like saying like, okay, like if you're going to be one monster, which one would you be?
Uh-huh.
I think there's a very strong argument for the Madar.
There really is, because there doesn't seem to be much downside. You're lawful evil, which means that, you know, you're going to be pretty smart. You're going to work within a system. The intelligence, it's very, you know, very intelligent. So yeah, like,
yeah.
You're intelligent enough not to get tricked, but not so intelligent that you're going to be like crazy and angry all the time. Yeah.
And you just like, I mean, you're evil, but I don't think you have very much reason to be sad.
No. Like they're naturally reclusive. So, you know, just stay away and like, you know, you're monogamous. Like you just hang out, you just Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Yeah. You have your Medusa wife, you know, again, and just like, if you know, that doesn't work out, man. Like if you decide like you're monogamous, but maybe your Medusa mate is not. You know, like you just move on because you are literally the catch. You know, you're it's like a woman in Alaska.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then so you get to do that. You get to, and let's say you get bored of that. Like you're a Maedar, and like literal endless cloaca and salad bar somehow ceases to hold pleasure for you.
Yeah.
What can you do, Cole?
Well, Gary, you can decide. If you know, hey, you know, my ticket's about to be punched, you can transfer your life force into rocks. Okay. Yes. Which did, in my mind, just had him just kind of like, all right, well, my home planet needs me. And then you sink into the ground, down into it until you eventually run into a chip of feldspar and then boom, instant soul gem.
Yep. And that's your soul gem. You are now a Gliptar. Now there's one little drawback to this, which is most of the time eventually the Maedar goes mad. It's just one sentence. Yep. But I think that the implied thing is there is that you're like underground for a long time. You don't just arrange this with your, like, you know, your wife or whatever, your Medusa wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
She'd be like, honey, like, listen, you know, our marriage has gotten stale. I'm going to go Gliptar. I'm going to need you to dig me up. And then you can put me in the pommel of anything you want.
Yes.
Like, or I can be your sentient sword, baby.
Build a statue of me. I will be your rock hard Maedar man all day long.
Yeah, build a statue of me, but me with like two dicks. And I will animate it, baby.
Like, I will move and shake it the way you want me to.
Yeah, like oh man, I will be your feldspar figure. Put your little hand in mine. And then if you need me to be a sword, if you need me to animate like a door,
I'm a fucking materia. Put me where I need to go. Put me where you want me.
I'm a materia in a bottle, baby. Rub me the right way.
Yeah, right there. Okay. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.